Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Rebbe D, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a minute or so your way. We're on Shabbos 69, talking about time. Rav Huna said, talking about lost track of days of the week, if one is traveling on the road, Rav Huna said, or in the wilderness and does not know when Shabbos is, he must count 6 days and observe one. Chia bar Rav said he must observe one and then count 6 weekdays. The Gemara notes the point of difference between them. One master, Rav Huna, holds that it is his counting is as the world's creation, which was 6 days and then Shabbos. The other master, Chia bar Rav, maintains that it is like Adam, the first man who was created on Friday, and his first day was Shabbos. So you lose track of time. You don't know what day it is. Maybe you're on an island like the movie Castaway, which I didn't see, but I know it's La Havdil, I forget already who, the guy from Forrest Gump, Tom Hanks, I think, was on the island and he didn't know what time it is, what day it is, and craziness. He's all by himself talking to a baseball, basketball, whatever, trying to keep track of days. But imagine that you don't have a sundial back in the Gemara times. You don't have a watch. You don't know what day it is. So today, you count, and then you keep counting, and then you observe the Shabbos is going forward. But thinking about this brings to mind the idea of trying to keep track of time, trying to keep a point on time, and trying to keep focus on time. Throughout the day, throughout our life, we only have 24 hours in a day. Doesn't matter what day it is, what year it is, there's only 24 hours in the day, minus a couple hours for sleep, minus a couple hours for eating, minus a couple hours for working. You only have X amount of quote-unquote leftover time to deal with. Time is the only thing people have never been able to figure out how to conquer. It's the thing that most people regret not using most of in the end of their life. And it's that thing that we just can never get a hold of. We can never take it back. We can never get more of it. We're only allotted X amount of time. Time is a thing that we should try to use wisely, try to use for the right purposes. So if we think about what the Rambam says to split up your day into 3 time periods, 8, 8, and 8. 8 hours for sleeping, 8 hours for working, and 8 hours for being with family, / eating, / learning Torah. So using time is an interesting thing, and we should always be mindful of our time as much as possible. Keep that watch with you. Whenever I'm working in the school, not now because we're remote working because of crazy corona, but when I'm in the school working, I try to always wear a watch. I try to always be mindful of the 30-minute periods I have per session, per kid, for OT, for occupational therapy, because time is a fleeting thing. If we take our days in segments, the day flies when I take it in half-hour segments. And then if we're mindful of the time, how much time do we use for frivolous things? Of course, granted, it's important to rest and relax with your spouse at the end of the day. It's important to give time to your kids. It's important to give time to house maintenance and taking care of bills and chores and the like. But when we have some time, try to utilize it to make the world a better place, to contribute dalet amos to doing good in the world, to doing your part in tikkun olam. We only have so much time. If a person doesn't know what day it is and has to count the time, he has to make use of that time to figure out what day it is and to count forward towards Shabbos. On Shabbos, when we're not worried about time, we're not worried about work, we have all this extra time. Use it for family time, for learning, for davening, for singing. Such a great way to go about it. So too with our days, we should use it, be kovei itim as much as we can, to utilize time as best as we can. It's not something we could ever get back. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 70 here on the Audio DDD with Rebbe T.